The institution of marriage is obviously a bedrock of Jewish society. However, it's not clear whether it's a mitzvah in and of itself or not. The debate around this issue revolves or starts with a pasuk in our parsha, where we read in the Chamishi Aliyah, in the beginning of Perek Chav Dalet, Ki yikach ish isha ubala. When a man will take a woman and be intimate with her, and this is understood by Chazal and the Gemara in Kiddushin as a kicha, as a taking in the sense of marrying. When a man marries a woman, and this pasuk is used as part of a complex derivation to serve as the source that when we get married, when we perform the act of Kiddushin, one of the ways, and of course it's the commonly practiced way, is for the man to give the woman something of value. We all give a ring, that's the universal practice, but really it's referred to as kesef. In theory, it could be other forms of money or something of monetary value. And that all goes back to the pasuk in our parsha. However, there is a major debate, as I mentioned, whether this is just an institution that is recognized by halacha, maybe even encouraged, or is it actually a mitzvah? And this is a significant debate, which actually you find different impressions of in different Gemaras. For example, in the opening Mishnah of the first parak of Maseches Kiddushin Adaf Beis Amud Aleph, it just describes the process of Kiddushin and focuses on its legal significance and consequence, the fact that there's a kinyan involved when a man marries a woman. No reference to anything more elevated, sublime, and certainly not to a mitzvah. On the other hand, the Mishnah in the opening of the second parak of Kiddushin, on Daf Mem Aleph, specifically speaks about how a man can get married, a woman can get married. Each case, the husband or wife could be at their own wedding. However, in a very surprising and not necessarily recommended twist, the Mishnah says that the man and the woman don't have to be at their own wedding. In theory, either of them or both of them, as shocking as that would be, could send an agent, could send a shaliach. And in the Gemara's description of the presentation of this din and the fact that the way the Mishnah describes it, the Gemara introduces the term of mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho, that even though it's possible to send a shaliach, an agent, but it's better for the chassan to come himself, it's better for the kala to come herself. This isn't just obvious as a good recipe for a happy marriage, but even from a halachic perspective, we have the principle of whenever you have a mitzvah, even that can be done al yedei shliach by an agent, for example, I can have someone else give tzedakah to the poor person on my behalf. If I give that person the money and I say, please give this ani the tzedakah, I get the mitzvah because the intermediary is just acting on my behalf. Nevertheless, mitzvah bo yosri b'shluchos, better do the mitzvah myself. What emerges from this, certainly the simple understanding of this Gemara, is that it's referring to Kiddushin as a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah which is then subject to the rule of better to do the mitzvah yourself than to give it to a shliach. But the entire premise of this second Mishnah here on Daf Mem Aleph is that Kiddushin is a mitzvah, unlike the first Mishnah, which we saw on Daf Beis, which doesn't indicate it's a mitzvah at all. So there seem to be contradictory impressions in the Mishnah. And this ambiguity, or even contradiction in the Mishnaic text in the Chazal, give rise to a major machlokes Rishonim. There are some Rishonim, most prominently the Rosh, who says, in fact, there is no mitzvah to get married. No mitzvah whatsoever. The only mitzvah is to have children. Pru Revu is a mitzvah, but getting married itself is not a mitzvah. After all, the pasuk in our parsha says, ki yikach ish isha. And ki here means when. Says the Rosh, that's descriptive. When man marries a woman, this is how you do it with kesef, etc., etc. But that doesn't mean you have to do it when you do it. The mitzvah is actually, though, having children. That's the opinion of the Rosh. Others, such as Meiri, the son of the Rambam, Rabbeinu Avram ben Rambam, they say that it's a start of a mitzvah, a partial mitzvah. Rather, it's a two-piece process, two-part process, starting with the Kiddushin and ending with the Chuppah or the Nisuin. So it's a partial mitzvah. However, the most full-throated approach is that a number of Rishonim seem to say that unquestionably Kiddushin is a mitzvah in and of itself. The Rambam has a number of formulations, which are somewhat complex and in subtle ways, perhaps even inconsistent. But it seems clear that the Rambam holds it's a mitzvah, both in Mishneh Torah, and he counts it as a mitzvah in the Sefer HaMitzvos. And even though he has this funny way of putting it in some places, but what seems to be the implication is that according to the Rambam, while there is a mitzvah, but it's a special kind of a mitzvah, where the focus is on the process. It's a formal process, as we saw from that opening Mishnah. There's a kinyan, formality, witnesses, the rabbi, everyone's there, a minyan. And the formality consecrates and uplifts what could have been, and the Rambam emphasizes historically pre-Matan Torah was, something that was not just informal and intimate, but sometimes perhaps even coarse and base. And the Torah, by creating the whole concept called Kiddushin, specifically formalized the process, which, according to the Rambam, is consecrating and uplifting it. Be that as it may, we have a major machlokes whether Kiddushin is a mitzvah or not. And one significant practical ramification of this machlokes is how to understand the bracha that is said under the chuppah. It is tradition for the rabbi to make the bracha before the Kiddushin, not only a bar prayer gafen, but a bracha on the Kiddushin. And even though really it seems like that should be that something that the chassan does, but nevertheless that is the custom that the rabbi does it. But what kind of, when do you make this bracha? The Rambam says it must be before the Kiddushin, and if you didn't do it, it's too late, you can't even do it. Whereas others, such as the Rosh, say no, dafka do it afterwards. Now, obviously, our practice is to do it before, unlike the Rambam. But what is this machlokas about? So it's clear, the Rambam says it's a mitzvah. And therefore, just like all mitzvahs, we make the bracha before we do the mitzvah. Says the Rosh, no, I don't hold it's a mitzvah at all. And therefore, the bracha is not a bracha on a mitzvah, because there's no mitzvah. Rather, it's a bracha praising the institution of marriage. And therefore, it can be after the fact.